It was the first time ever people just expected me to win.
I always had a dream of being a world champion.
When I didn't have nothing, there's still the same people around me.
The jab, the throwaway left hook, and then big right hand.
But I couldn't jump up and celebrate or fall to my knees like I'd had planned.
Don't forget, he's got a pair on as well, and that's stuck in my head.
The optimal time to teach something again is right when they're about to forget it.
And at that point, we thought Roy's going to freeze here. We're going to be out of here in 10 minutes. People are going to be throwing ashtrays at us.
This is the Box Gathering Podcast.
Okay, episode number 84, bloody hell, yeah, of the Box Gathering Podcast. And we're doing a return guest, Mr. Ben Harmsworth of Guildford ABC. Ben, how you doing?
I'm good, Adam. Thanks very much. Nice to be back. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Pretty good. Yeah, the most formal I've ever heard you speak ever. Yeah, we were just saying before we press record, 21st. So episode 15, we did one on matchmaking. We did an episode together on matchmaking. That was the 21st of January 2019, pre-COVID.
I know. I can't believe how long ago it was.
Yeah, is it 1 or 2 years ago we did ours? No, it was 5 years ago. So obviously I took far too many shots, mate. So yeah, not sure what I'm doing. But there we go. Anyway, so for today's, just thought we'd sort of touch base again and kind of, one, talk about what you're doing within the Southern Counties and the matchmaking you're doing, which has been considerable and had massive impact. So I just thought it'd be great for sort of people to hear what you're doing in the region. You know, we'll touch on your club as well, but also mainly for what you're doing in the Southern Counties. But I thought also we could sort of just sort of talk about the last time we talked about matchmaking, about like what's good matchmaking. But I thought we'd talk a little bit more about it's getting hard, isn't it? It's getting difficult. You know, you just got to look into a WhatsApp group nowadays and see that it's kind of getting tough now sometimes for matchmaking.
It does feel like it's getting hard. Although I don't know. I've been a club matchmaker for over 10 years now, and it's always felt like it's hard. It's never been an easy job. So whether it's actually getting harder, I'm not sure. As you say, we're constantly seeing messages, people looking for bouts, but maybe we just didn't see those messages in the old days. The WhatsApp wasn't so prevalent then.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. Yeah, or maybe we just, because of matchmakers, you choose any opportunity just to grizzle and to complain just because it's our job. And, oh, I've lost one bout out of 15 and, oh, the whole world's falling down, you know what I mean? It might be a bit of that, but we can have a little moan about that in a little bit. So just wanted to talk about you. So give us a little bit of, so for people who don't know you, give us a little bit of a backstory, mate. So who are you? Talk to me.
So I'm from Guildford City Boxing Club. I'm head coach, matchmaker, chairman, treasurer, pretty much most of those roles. I have been the Surrey head coach in the past, although I'm not anymore. I'm currently the Southern Counties matchmaker. Also do have a role in professional boxing. I'm on the Southern Area Council for the Boxing Board of Control. One of my main duties is the licensing of new applicant boxers. So I do the interview process and the assessments for that. And I supervise tournaments for the Boxing Board of Control as well.
So absolute glutton for punishment, basically.
Yeah, a little bit. Boxing takes over your life, doesn't it? I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it now. The bits that I really enjoy is the coaching, and I don't get to do enough of that anymore. I tend to be sat in front of a computer half the time or sat in meetings, but someone's got to do it, and I do enjoy most of it.
Sure, yeah. Labour of love, mate. So let's talk about some of the stuff you've been Southern County. So how's that come about? So how did suddenly you sort of go, right, let's get these boxers out in the Southern Counties. Let's get them competing for the Southern Counties against other regions and divisions. How did that come about?
So last season, I was approached by Sean Akers, the Southern Counties president. And we didn't have a matchmaker at the time for our region. I don't think we had for a while. We had Chris Daly, who was the Southern Counties head coach, who was doing a good job of coaching the boxers. And he was trying to arrange matches as well as running his club. And it was two different jobs. It wasn't quite working out. And Chris really needed someone to do the matching and I suppose old fashioned competition secretary role. To be honest, I didn't want to do it. I wasn't looking for another unpaid job in boxing, but it'd been dormant for a while. I know we used to do a lot of rep matches and team matches in the past. just for people who don't understand what that is, so you put together a representative team, in this case for a region, and you try and arrange matches against other teams, usually from other regions or other associations. So he asked me if I was going to do it, and asked if I would do it, and obviously I reluctantly agreed. And he said, did I have any ideas of how we could take it forwards, because it wasn't taking off. And I think my thoughts are, one of the big issues is that the days of trying to get the Southern Counties' best eight seniors against the best eight seniors from another region are pretty much gone. It's hard to do that. Vast majority of top-level seniors are not in the gym all year. They sort of come and go, come back towards championship time, tick over. Getting them all together and getting enough on a show somewhere to sell a show and make a show work, I think is just a bit too much like hard work. So what we do is we call it a select squad. So we aim high initially. We try to make as high quality bouts as we can with the more experienced, higher level boxers. But once we've exhausted that avenue, we will drop down through the levels at different age groups, different levels of experience, and get the boxers out representing their region, being part of a team. They get a vest to keep, and as a result of that, I think we're getting better. We're being invited by all kinds of people to box against them in, you know, better venues, higher standard shows.
Mm-hmm. So one thing sort of jumped through my head when you were saying that is, like, when you were saying that you can't have like the best eight versus the best eight now, I don't know if you know the answer. I don't think anyone really knows the answer. So we can only speculate. Why is that hard now? Because you remember seeing the old programs, don't you, that people used to kind of share on Facebook occasionally, of like these top, you know, regional champions, ABA champions, and they're all boxing each other all the time. Why is it so bloody hard to get the top Southern Counties boxers boxing, you know, the top London boxers or whoever?
My instinct is, despite what people tell you statistically, I don't think there's as many senior boxers as there were in previous times. Equally, I think a lot of them they almost treat their amateur career like a pro career. They don't want to take a loss. They don't want to take chances outside of the championships. So, and certainly I think senior boxing was hit quite hard by COVID. I think it's recovering now, but I think for the couple of years after COVID, a lot of seniors have turned pro or just got out of the habit and given up boxing. So I think it's taken us a couple of years to recover, and I think we're getting there now. Mm-hmm. But I think it's possibly a reluctance to take these hard 50-50 bouts if there isn't really a title on the line.
Yeah, it's strange that, you know, sometimes you got bouts when you were younger and you knew that the kid had more experience than you or better record than you, and you knew it was a, I don't know, 60-40 bout or a 70-30 bout, but people still took them. But it does seem like everybody wants, they want the 60-40 on their own side now, 70-30 on the side with the seniors, and all these 6-week training, you know, 8-week, 12-week training camps before they box. I don't know where that's come from. Maybe it's like a YouTube influence, you know, pro boxing influence. I don't know. Things have changed, and it's a bit of a strange feel. So I think it is important now that, with that in mind, that we're giving people the opportunity to compete as often as possible. You know, and people, let's be honest, we all want to box on a good show, a dinner show, you know, with a little bit of prestige. So you've actually this season done, I think, 7 Southern County versus duels, haven't you, this season?
That's right. We've done, so last, well, took over last season, we did 4 in the first season and it was a big success. And this season we've done 7. And all bar 2 of those have been people inviting us to come and match against them. I think they've seen that we're active with it. Also that we deliver. We're not just saying, yeah, we put a squad together and then not turn up with anyone. So we've done the 7. We've had 2 against Essex, 1 against Repton at York Hall, 1 against the Welsh national team, which was fantastic, down at their training centre in Cardiff, 1 against Islington on their dinner show at the Royal National Hotel, very prestigious, lovely dinner show. We've boxed the Royal Navy on their dinner show, Collingwood, and we boxed against Haringey and London Select. I can't quite remember which one it was, but it was one of the lovely Park Lane hotels in London.
Mm-hmm. So the boxers are getting out. And, you know, they're boxing at these great, you know, London venues. They're boxing down in, like, with Sophia Gardens and all that sort of stuff down in Wales. These are, you know, these are things that will imprint on their memory for life, and they're going to remember, and they can say, I boxed here, I boxed against this. You know, that's brilliant. I think we need to be pushing that as much as possible. So is it, so we mentioned about we'd like the top seniors, you know, 8 versus 8 and all that. That's obviously not happening at the moment. So how do you sort of go about selecting who's going to represent the Southern Counties?
So a lot of the time the opposition have got a squad list that they send to me, and I'm trying to match that list as fairly and as evenly as possible. One thing we really want is fair even contests. And I think we've had 2 stoppages on these 7 shows this season. So they've definitely been fair contests. Awful lot of split decisions, very close ones. We haven't got a Southern Counties head coach at the moment, which is a shame. Chris Daly's no longer the head coach, and no one's taken that place. I was actually asked if I could do it, and I said, I just haven't got time. I'd be killing myself to do that. But it would be nice if we could get squad sessions together and, you know, pick boxers from those squads. But what I've tried to do is that in most cases that I've been sent a list by the opposition. We've aimed to match sort of the 10 or 12 most experienced, highest standard boxers first. And if that hasn't worked, we've dropped the experience level slightly. But we're looking for mainly boxers. I think you've got to have some sort of standard. So I've been looking for boxers with a winning record. One or two people have put people forward that haven't had winning records. I've said, well, you know, come back in 6 months' time, try and get a few more bouts in, get some wins in, give them something to aim for. But as you say, we're getting in prestigious contests, prestigious shows at good venues. You're representing a team, so we get a team result at the end of it. It's taken a little while for people to understand, particularly the boxers, to understand what they're part of, because it hasn't gone on for a while. But now there's a lot of people getting behind it, a lot of people trying to get on the shows. One of the things I insisted is that they get a vest to keep, mm-hmm. a Southern Counties vest to keep, and those are personalised to that particular show with the date and the venue on it. And I've seen them, I think some boxers have framed them. And, you know, for some of them, that might be the highlight of their career, box representing in their region. We have a team captain for each show. Every show we've done a walkout, a ring parade with all the boxers together doing a ring parade. We've given pennants to the opposition. They've done the same to us. Just trying to make a real event of it. It's really taking off.
Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, there's some real momentum, and obviously I'm follow this all over social media, and especially things like little video snippets of the ring walks and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and the handing over the pennants and all that. I love all that. That's all the great stuff that amateur boxing does, you know, gets the boxers the opportunity just to kind of, you know, play the gentleman, play the lady, whatever, in that kind of way, you know, and show respect. I love all that sort of stuff. What sort of feedback are you getting from the club coaches in terms of getting their boxers involved with the Southern Counties?
Really good feedback. It's been excellent. So I think last season there was support right from the start, but there were a lot of clubs that didn't quite understand, maybe resented it. So why should we put our boxers on your show, sort of thing? But now they're all understanding it. And people are, every time we announce that we've got a match coming up, I'm being inundated with messages from people saying, can we get involved in this? And I'm trying to spread it around the clubs and the counties as much as I can. One thing we do is, so I was ensured that the club coaches take the boxers up. Mm-hmm. So I'm there sort of fronting the event on the day, and I'm there to help if need be. We do a team talk at the beginning, get all the boxers together, explain to them exactly what they're part of, and tell them that they're there on merit, that they've been put forward by their club coaches, they've earned this opportunity. And sort of emphasise that because they're not just representing their clubs now, well, they are, they're representing their clubs and their counties, but also their region, that we want that extra 10% on the day. And I've seen the boxers really rising to that, but the club coaches have enjoyed it very, being part of that big event and also working with each other. I think it's sort of encouraging coaches within the region to work together and putting coaches in contact with each other.
Yeah, because that's something I wanted to touch on as well. So you've got all these coaches, you know, I think we're an average size region, aren't we? You know, there's a lot bigger regions, there's a few smaller ones out there. But there's probably a lot of coaches that have probably never even met before or never gone to the same shows, because we've got obviously 4 divisions in our region, haven't we? We've got Surrey, Sussex, Hampshire and Kent. And it might be that the Sussex and Kent ones often mix and maybe the Surrey and Hampshire ones often mix. And so you don't quite have that maybe Kent going across to Portsmouth or Southampton for bouts. So you don't get that kind of mixture there. So this looks like, so not really a question, but more of an observation. This looks like a great opportunity then for actually Southern Counties coaches to work as a team, to build those connections, to get each other on their shows. Because that's where you, when you're brushing shoulders with each other, you know, it shows. This is when you start actually making those potential bouts and relationships with other coaches. Like I say, not a question, but just an observation.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, we've all seen, you and I have been around for quite a long time now. So we know, we go to a show, we know most people, and people that we maybe don't know so well will know who we are and will talk to us. But you'll get new coaches and new clubs who you see people at shows and they're always, you always think they're the opposition and you don't get talking to them too much, that sort of thing. But invite people in, be part of a team, work together. Quite often on the day I see them, you know, they'll be handing up for each other at these rep matches, helping each other out. And then, yeah, you are encouraging more cooperation between coaches and clubs within the region, definitely.
Yeah, I think some people don't match people with other boxes or other clubs purely because they maybe haven't got that relationship or they've not touched base with them. I'm not quite sure about that club for whatever reason or that coach for whatever reason. And 9 times out of 10, it's nonsense as to why you might think that. So I think it's an opportunity to kind of break the ice, smash the ice and get these people out there and competing as often as possible. So one thing I wanted to ask you about was obviously you work in, you mentioned earlier, you work with the applications of people turning to pro boxers, you know, and you vet all that. So as what are you seeing now coming through the door as professional boxers? Is the standard just as high? Is it sort of changed the type of person? Maybe you have to sort of watch what you say, I don't know. But
no.
You know, what sort of applications are coming through these amateur ranks now to become to want to be pro boxers?
So a big bit. So I've been part of the application process for, it's probably about 5 years, something like that, a bit longer, maybe 8 years. And I've had quite a lot of input with the boxing board in the last 3 years about trying to set a bit of a different standard for the applicant pros. So one of the things I'm really proud of, actually, that I've managed to change, and this has gone nationwide now, is that we no longer recognise unlicensed boxing at all. We used to have, when I started doing it, you'd have boxers come for an interview and they'd sit there and they'd say that they'd had 100 unlicensed fights. They've always had 100. They've never had 2 or 3. They've had 100 unlicensed fights.
One 101.
This, that and the other. Yeah, exactly. 199, drew the last one, decided that let's not forward them anymore. And you'd have a coach sat next to them who you'd know well, but they'd always be saying, come on, I wouldn't bring them here if they weren't any good. And probably some of them were quite good. They hadn't had 100 fights, I know that. But we also used to have the ex-kickboxers and people from other combat sports. And even occasionally, you'd get one that never had any sort of bout at all of any in any combat sport. And now they want to be a professional boxer, which seemed a bit crazy when you talked about it. And I, with my background in the amateurs, we've been able to change it now. So we expect the minimum requirement is an England boxing or equivalent background. We've left that slightly open. So obviously every case is viewed on its own merit. So if you had, can't think of an example, Michael Benham Page was an example a few years back. This was before this came in, but someone came along like that who was a very, very well-known martial artist, that they may get an opportunity to do an assessment. But I think since we've brought this in, we're getting a much better standard of applicant now, even to the point we noticed that we're getting kickboxers and unlicensed boxers that are going and getting an England boxing background first. And I think that can only help them. People always throw at me there are exceptions to the rules. Fabio Wardley, very high profile exception at the moment, who only had 4 unlicensed bouts. And if you've seen them online, they're terrible standards. They're awful. But he's now British champion and British and Commonwealth champion and doing very, very well. I think that guys like that are an exception. And I think that if he'd known years ago that he would have to go through England boxing, he would have gone through England boxing and he'd probably be a better boxer quicker than he has become that than he has reached that level, and he'd probably be a better boxer now for it.
Yeah, I met Fabio Wardley a while ago. He's sponsored by a local firm, and they invited me to a company called County Clean. They invited me to come and speak to him. I was chatting to him, and he's a great guy. So he's Ipswich, isn't he? He said to me that, yeah, there's literally nothing, when he was coming up, there was nothing around his area, sort of England boxing, so he says, around that area.
I don't believe Fabio. I think he is a great guy, and he's doing exceptionally well. I get this a lot. We get, oh, there's no clubs in our region, and then I can go on Warrior and say, well, look, there's 45 clubs within an hour.
The pin drop in England boxing. But he said to me he found it difficult to access around there, you know, because I do know that parts there, because I'm from East Anglia myself, I'm from Cambridge, there's a lot of rural areas around there it's difficult to get to. But yeah, I know what you were saying, but I also kind of got what he was saying as well. But I think that shows it's more important to show to anyone who gets into boxing that there are opportunities to box in, you know, and people want to play the hero, don't you? They want to play the gentleman, they want to play the lady, they want to be that person with the lights on the stage, dinner tables, all that kind of stuff. You know, because nowadays you can just post it in 5 seconds on social media and you can look like a superstar. You know, you can still be in a crap hole somewhere, you know, boxing, and, you know, it looks like the ceiling's about to cave in. You know, I've been to plenty of those, but it does give you that opportunity to actually, I don't know, prove nowadays, is that the word? Prove on social media that you can do it. And, you know, I think it kind of, kids feel that kind of social acceptance, you know, that they can prove to each other that they can box, and they can box in these wonderful arenas. So I think the fact that people are boxing regularly for the Southern Counties, and have you got any idea sort of what numbers you're talking in terms of how many different vests you may have given out over these, I mean, 7 shows this year, 4 shows last season? Any idea how many boxers you've engaged?
That's 11 shows. We've averaged sort of 12 to 15 bouts a show.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the maths.
No. You do the maths. Circuitry?
165, something like that.
I mean, that's massive, though, isn't it? 165 boxers.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. I'm quite proud of that over 2 seasons. And it's a big deal. You know, we're not just giving them out to anybody. It's a bit of recognition for boxers. Some of them, it might be the highlight of their career.
Yeah, sure.
I think we've had something that was interesting. So we've boxed Essex three or four times in the 2 seasons. 4 times, I think, we've boxed Essex. And so we then went to box Essex, our region boxed Essex in the NABCGs. I think it was the 3 quarters. And it was over in Essex, in Halstead, in one of the venues we'd had these rep matches at. And Southern County did particularly well. I think we won something like 10 out of 12 bouts in that championship. And I was looking at the squad and I thought, do you know what? Half a dozen of these Southern County boxers have boxed against Essex for the region. I think that the experience had helped them. Obviously, it's not the only thing. They're working all the time in their clubs, but I think the experience had helped them. Of boxing on a big show against out of the region on a big show against that particular opposition.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that, isn't there? Because I've seen a lot of boxers over the years, you know, they're boxing a local show, the home show, and they're boxing and it's fine. But then when they go into a championship, suddenly it's ramped up, isn't it? You're boxing in this different place, different area, and the boxers almost put their own stresses on themselves. That, you know, like, it's different. In reality, it's not really different. It's still a ring, you know, you're still boxing. But we need that little stepping stone just to layer on the pressure a little bit in unfamiliar places, unfamiliar people, you know, just so that when we do go to the championships, they've already done that little step in between, rather than going from club show to Wallop, you know, some massive place in Barnsley or Sheffield or Rotherham and all these other places that we go to. So I think it acts as that stepping stone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a benefit that I hadn't thought of when we started doing it, but it's definitely there. I think they box the occasion, don't they, rather than the bout, rather than the contest. So you're getting up early, or perhaps some of them are travelling the night before, as you say, unfamiliar surroundings, and you haven't got all your club mates around you suddenly. Suddenly you're around even, you know, people that you, boxers that you don't recognise, and it is a whole process of getting used to all those different elements.
I think I completely agree with that, mate, as well. And I think moving forward, I think we've got Southern Counties maybe, I don't know, 10 years, probably longer than that, 15 years ago. I don't think we were that much of a big player. It wasn't one of those, oh, my God, we've got Southern Counties in the next round. We're in trouble. You know, we weren't like that 10, 15 years. But I think there is an element now. I don't know if people listening are going to say that's a load of rubbish, Adam. That actually, when you draw Southern Counties, you know that you've got still going to be up against it. There's quality coming from the Southern Counties as well. You know, some great boxers all around the regions. But I think you know sometimes that Southern Counties now. And I think what you're doing is adding to the experience. So it's adding to the competence and the ability to actually perform in championships because we've had that sort of step up. Well, how would you say Southern Counties is perceived now? There you go, I'll put you on the spot a little bit. If you were to draw Southern Counties in any national championships.
I don't think we're seen as a pushover at all. I think you've got two, obviously you've got London and sort of two or three of the other big urban areas, the Northwest, the Merseyside, regions like that. But I don't think we're too far behind those now. I think we've always been a relatively strong region, but I think we are going, and things go through in cycles, don't they? So, but I think we're having a good spell at the moment. I think we always moan about boxing and talk about the good old days, and there's plenty of things that were very good in the past. But I do think amateur boxing in our region is strong at the moment. There's an awful lot of clubs out there. We're getting plenty of, I think the entries for championships is improving, particularly the youth this season. I noticed how strong that was. Mm-hmm. Just got the schools coming up, haven't we? Seem to be plenty of entries in that. So I think we're pretty strong. I think we just, as a sport, amateur boxing, England boxing, need to believe in ourselves, really. Stop moaning all the time. I'm probably the world's worst, to be honest. I'm a terrible moaner. But we're doing all right. And we've got more competition, perhaps, than ever with all the unlicensed stuff, the white collar. A lot of martial arts going on now, probably more than there have been in the past, but we're still strong and we're still, I believe, where the better boxers are outside of the pros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Hear, hear, mate. Hear, hear. So talking about the future then, moving forwards. So what have you got planned, if you can divulge, mate, for what you've got sort of planned coming up for the Southern Counties in terms of competition and duels?
Yeah, so the show that was a particular success recently was the trip down to Wales. It was fantastic down there, actually. Really good centre down there. And, of course, it's there. It's where their national team train all the time. And they've got accommodation there. So they're keen to do some more rep matches. But they're also keen to do some joint training camps, like a weekend training camp.
Okay.
They travel down there on the Friday, stay overnight, train on the Saturday, go for a run. Bar on the Sunday.
Avoid the pub across the road, yeah? Avoid that?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't go there. When I went down there. Coaches stop at the pub. But I'm really keen to try and to push forward with that. They're going to come back to me with some dates, which I'll then put to the Southern Camp. Navy are quite keen to make our rep match with them an annual rep match. On their dinner show, which would be fantastic because it's a very prestigious dinner show and it's actually right in the middle of our region as well. I'm sure I'll be talking to Repton and in the early in the season, but it's mainly the ones we did with them were mainly schoolboys and juniors. And then we're open to approaches, really. Open to approaches from anyone else that's interested in and putting on a show. We're always reliable and we'll turn up.
Yeah, you heard it here first then. So any regions, divisions out there who want to get hold of Ben, I'll put your details in the show notes as well. But obviously you're on Warrior anyway, aren't you? So you can be contacted anyway through Guildford Boxing Club, but I'll put your details on there as well. But one thing that sort of flagged up in my head there, so you mentioned about not just doing the duels, but actually doing camps as well.
Yeah.
I think that's massive too, because if boxers are going to be successful when they want to go and box with their countries or England, whoever they represent, etc., you're going away for a long period of time, aren't you? You know, you might have a training camp for a full weekend, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or you're away in a foreign country. You need to learn how to look after yourself, how to rest, how to eat correctly, how to manage your weight effectively. So, you know, and if they are, let's say they're doing a camp and they are going to compete the following week or whatever, or they're going to do a few days camp and then box on the Sunday, whatever, then they need to know how to look after themselves. So there's loads of sort of invaluable experience there. If you're doing camps, would I be right in saying?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the whole package then, isn't it? You're getting... some of the young boxers, a good trip down there. They've got their accommodation on site, so you can stay on site. And then, as you say, it's just mentally getting through the travelling and the whole weekend. And as you say, feeding, eating properly, refueling, resting, mm-hmm. stretching off the whole package.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all part of not just being a boxer. It's part of being an athlete, isn't it? I think what we're getting is, with the camps and things like that, you're giving the boxers an opportunity to be an athlete, to how to look after themselves as an athlete. When they're competing, they're being boxers. But I think you're also given the opportunity as a person, as an individual, to grow and to flourish as well. So, you know, you've got that whole triad. You've got athlete, boxer, person. What you're doing is giving opportunities for all three of those things to grow rather than just competition or whatever it might be. So there's a whole lot to be said for what we're doing, rather than just did Southern Counties win, did Southern Counties lose. You know, there's all this sort of intangible stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And just taking that a step further, something that Sean Akers has suggested and we've been talking about for the future, I think it might be a season or two away, is maybe going out to Sweden for one of the box cups out there. We're entering a team in that.
Oh, nice. Because that's difficult as well, isn't it? It's difficult for small clubs like myself to get out there sometimes and to fund it and all that. But if you know, the more of a juggernaut like the Southern Counties can organise it. And because, let's be honest, sometimes I don't do these things because it's a pain in the ass to organise flights and hotels and all. It's hard. So, you know, having that available is great, because we can just throw it at Ben Harmsworth. So, right, sort out.
What I'll be doing is the matching. But I think that's the reason I think it's a season or two away. We need to build more of a team around it. We need to have a regional coach. I think that's quite important. And we like the level of support for all these rep matches has grown. I mean, I'm really pleased with it now. So maybe a season away, but I think that would be a good thing to do in the future.
Perfect, mate. Right, so we'll leave it there. That's awesome. Yeah, this is the bit where I get to sort of big you up and say, listen, mate, quality job you're doing. I think everyone in the Southern Counties would agree with me, saying you're doing a great job. Oh, he's blushing and looking away now.
Cargo.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're doing a great job, mate. Just getting kids out there boxing, competing is hard enough job, but doing it seven times, then on top of your own home shows and all that, then on top of your job with the BBBOC and all that, it's crazy.
Six home shows this season as well. It's bloody ridiculous. It's getting a bit ridiculous, really. So that's 13 matched in a season, which
you're begging for a beach somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It's been a slog. It's been, you know what, the events on the day have been fantastic, and that's what you do it for. And I think it's definitely made a difference to the boxers. But yeah, I can't deny it doesn't take a lot of time, hard work, and evening sat in front of a bloody computer, where I'd rather be down the gym. But yeah, it's all good in the end, I think.
Yeah, top man. Listen, mate, well done. Brilliant. Look forward to speaking to you, and I'm going to see you Friday for my sins, aren't I? At the Dice Show in Brighton. So you've got a couple on. Top man.
See you there, right, mate.
Cheers, mate. Take care.
If you enjoyed today's episode, then head on over to theboxgathering.com. We have a wide range of resources for coaches, boxers, and boxing parents to support you and your club on the road to success. As a member of The Box Gathering, you'll find online courses that enhance your knowledge and expertise, videos and articles covering the most important topics to do with boxing development, and shareable resources to support your club's development. Join a community that includes some of the best coaches and coach educators at theboxgathering.com. The Box Gathering. Connect, share, grow.